Jeans are a popular fashion item, but at what cost to the planet? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Emma McClendon, assistant professor of fashion studies at St. John's University, delves into this.
10 years ago, the Global Denim Project estimated that on any given day, over half the world's population is wearing jeans. This staggering statistic shows no signs of abating. According to recent numbers from Cotton Inc. and the Global Denim Survey, consumers in the United States, China, Germany, and Italy own an average of 10 pairs of jeans. And nearly 60% of these same consumers plan to purchase more jeans in the next year. With such a colossal scale of production and consumption globally, a key question is, what is the environmental cost of our universal love of jeans? I run a class entirely centered on denim, in which my students and I explore the history, materiality, market, and sustainability of denim from cotton farms to landfills. Jeans began as workwear during the 19th century. Made from thick cotton denim, jeans developed a reputation as a sustainable garment. Jeans don't need to be washed regularly, they can stand up to decades of hard wear, and their natural cotton fibers are theoretically biodegradable. Indeed, these attributes made jeans a go-to for the environmentally conscious hippies of the 1960s. But cotton is a particularly thirsty crop. It requires huge amounts of water to cultivate, and almost every pair of jeans today goes through further steps of industrial stonewashing to soften them before they hit store shelves, generating further water waste and pollution. Making matters worse, many jeans now use a blend of cotton and synthetic stretch fibers. Blended fibers are incredibly complex to recycle and therefore often end up in landfills. So next time you put on your favorite pair of jeans, remember, they took roughly 1,800 gallons of water to produce.
That was Emma McClendon of St. John's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.